This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia's largest blue-collar workers' union is now on strike. Weeks of negotiations failed to deliver a contract with the city by last night's deadline set by the union. Mayor Sherelle Parker says there are contingency plans in place, including 200 police officers who will man the 911 center and 63 collection centers around the city where residents can take their trash. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was at City Hall, where union members and their supporters gathered for a show of solidarity hours before the strike deadline.
Because again, when we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
hundreds of workers packed into the City Hall courtyard entranceway, both from District Council 33 and other city employee unions out of solidarity Monday evening. DC 33 President Greg Boulware says the nearly 10,000 union members want to make enough to enjoy the comforts they work to provide for Philadelphians.
We got people that work and repair the water mains and can't afford their water bill. We got people that repair the runways at the airport and can't afford a plane ticket.
And Boulware says while nobody wants a strike, the city's proposed wage increases have not been satisfactory.
But the cost of living is up and inflation is up, and all you're offering is a 2% raise on a minimum salary in the first place. How do you expect to be able to afford a home? How do you expect to be able to fix your credit? How do you expect to be able to afford a rent inside of the city?
At City Hall, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey lawmakers voted to approve a nearly $60 billion state budget with more than $700 million added to the governor's initial proposal late Friday night. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the details.
Senate and Assembly budget committees delayed votes on the budget bill until almost midnight on Friday. Trenton Republicans and some progressive groups called this process a joke. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Bucco says New Jersey deserves better than this.
There's no accountability, no long-term planning, and absolutely no transparency.
The budget raises taxes on home sales over $2 million. The previous proposal was homes over $1 million. It also raises taxes on online gambling and cigarettes by 30 cents a pack. Democrats say this fully funds schools, pensions, property tax rebates, and maintains a $6.7 billion surplus. There is a structural deficit, with the state spending $1.5 billion more than it collects in taxes. Budget Chair Paul Sarlo says people had plenty of time to take a look at the budget, so he doesn't want to hear anything about transparency concerns.
Yes, it was over a weekend,
but it's been in the public domain for 2.5 days.
Some of the money added at the last minute will go towards community colleges. This is the final budget of the term-limited Governor Phil Murphy administration. Next year, either Mikey Sherrill or Jack Cittarelli will sign off on the bill. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The WNBA is coming to Philadelphia. A team is set to arrive in the year 2030, and it will be owned by Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, who also own the Sixers. And fans say they are ready to root for the home team. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, local coaches and young players hope it inspires more girls to see themselves in pro basketball.
Janine Kayembe-Oro, or Coach Jay, to her kids at Philadelphia Youth Basketball, says she's ecstatic.
There was excitement because there will be an incentive to a pipeline for girls coming out of this basketball academy into colleges in the area and coming back home to play professionally. That was not a pipeline until today.
Kayembe-Oro hopes the city can provide more resources for women's sports to thrive between now and 2030 when the team is set to play.
Facilities, funding, the courts, you know, they built some of the best players, but also we want to be able to keep our players healthy and safe, and sometimes the facilities don't match that.
One of her students, ninth grader Michaela, says basketball is her escape.
One of my dreams is to make it to the WNBA and, you know, to know I got a chance to make it there.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Phillies are sponsoring a service pup in training to potentially support a military veteran with a disability. The team's second trainee pup will make his major league debut at tonight's game at Citizens Bank Park. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
His name is Tugger, a yellow Labrador retriever pup. He's named after beloved Philly and U.S. Marine Corps reservist Tug McGraw. The pup will go through training to learn up to 90 commands, and hopefully in about 2 years, Tugger will be placed with a veteran in need.
Tugger will be trained in multiple capacities for mobility impairment, post-traumatic stress disorder, and traumatic brain injuries.
Jennifer Desher is program manager and service dog training instructor for Warrior Canine Connection in the Philadelphia region. The organization breeds, raises, trains, and places service dogs for military veterans.
Somebody is wheelchair bound. They can help them pull them up a ramp. They can help open doors, you know, going to get their leash or getting their shoes for them or medication or a bottle of water out of the fridge, you know, anything to help our veterans feel a little bit more independent in their everyday life.
During training, Tugger will work with dozens of veterans receiving treatment for physical and psychological wounds. Tugger is the second Phillies sponsored service dog trainee. The first puppy, Major, went through the 2-year program and decided he didn't want to be a service dog and currently lives with a military family. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.